Hi.
I'm Liza.
I'm Liv.
And you're listening to Pen Pals and Gals,
the podcast.
Oh, very good. Wow. Thanks. Wow. That's quite an intro. I like that that's a feature of our Podbean, our Potty Boy.
Our Podbean.
Not our Podbean. Ew, sorry. We don't talk about her. Oh. Our Potty is that we have a new intro every time. That's kind of fun. I feel like that wasn't an intentional thing at all. Same. Okay, so if you oh my god. Ew, Liv just made such an ugly face. Okay, sorry. That was just she just relaxed for a second and her resting face is just really ugly and it scared me. Well hi, welcome. You might be noticing that we look a little bit different. Liv, let's talk
about
that.
I thought you meant literally.
Oh.
You can't.
No, you dumbass.
You're a whore.
You don't mean that.
Yes, I do.
It was $60 and it was Tutti Frutti.
You whore. That's not... I listened to the whole thing.
It says you whore at the end?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Whore.
Education connection. Get connected for free. Anyway, so we do look a little bit different, and that is because we have a new logo. That Liv and I made this morning. Yeah. So thank you for your ongoing support. We love you. Peace, love.
Yeah.
Yari. Mr. P be like, yeah.
Yeah.
That's all.
I don't have him.
Well, that's uncomfortable. That's a teacher from our school.
Yeah.
We've heard a lot of rumors.
I don't think you should say this on the internet.
I definitely shouldn't. Never mind. He's innocent, so there's that.
Oh, my God.
Anyway.
The police coming.
We getting arrested. Just kidding.
Getting arrested.
But it's fine. Anyway, in other news, the updates for the pod, apparently we could get sponsored.
Yeah. Anchor was like, you should talk about us.
And we were like, listen, so we would only get a certain amount of money if we get, like, our rate is, like, this number of dollars per 1,000 plays.
Yeah.
And if you're...
Our high is like
11. Four, so...
It's 11.
Oh. Guess we're famous. So if anybody wants to just, really like, popular. Make us really popular so Liv and I can get bank and then, like, buy nice things for ourselves.
Because neither one of us have a job right now. So
that'd be really cool. So send this to your aunt, your uncle, your cousins, your friends, your neighbors, your Yardy. Pass me a football, taking shots to the head. Like yardy. Anyway, I'm so sorry. We've literally been on crack cocaine.
That's it.
Okay.
Maybe a reason why we're crackheads right now is because school started.
Yes, but also Liv's had 3 cups of coffee today. So there's that.
This is the one from this morning.
Oh, never mind. Liv's had 2. Anyway, but yes, school has started. Ew.
Yeah, school started.
Dude, what if a dolphin got laryngitis and it was like... That's so scary. Ew. Stop. Stop.
I'm gonna keep doing it.
Please don't. Oh. Oh my god, you sound like a broken lawnmower. Ew.
So my car sounds like and it won't start.
Oop, there's that.
Just kidding. I'm different and deal with it before.
Liv is just posing in the mirror, petting her shoulder. Yo, I really wish this was like.
I feel like we should videotape.
I feel like we should because sometimes we just do very funny things. Stop it! Just so you can visualize this, every time Liv is making that noise, she's literally throwing her head back into the air. Ew! Stop it. Okay. All right.
Yeah,
well,
we should.
We have fun. Oh my god.
When are we?
CD, stop asking stupid questions. Oh, she also said she wanted to have a shout out.
Oh, can we? We're gonna call her right now.
Oh yeah, we are. Okay, that's actually a good idea. We said that we were gonna start like an advice section. So if you're one of our friends listening to this, you can text us and say that you want to be featured. Right now we're calling. Make sure you put it on speaker, dummy.
Oh shoot!
It's a rat.
Okay,
anyway,
well, this is Caitlin.
Here she goes.
We talked about
Caitlin, we're on the podcast.
Caitlin, we're on the podcast.
What?
We're on the podcast. Say hi.
Oh, man, I'm on the podcast. Hi.
Are you with CP right now?
God. What?
Are you with the other Caitlin right now, too?
Do you want me to be?
I don't know. Maybe. Does she want to be featured? You guys want to be famous?
She's not a real one, though. I mean, I'm not with her. I can get her.
Oh, damn. No, that's fine. We don't want her anyway. She's stinky.
We can call her.
Okay. Do you have any...
What's your podcast about?
We're 5 minutes in. Yeah. You are what our podcast is about. Fun fact.
Oh, my... That's so exciting.
We're actually just dropping all of your secrets on the podcast today.
Caitlin, how does it feel to
honestly,
16 extra toes?
I don't care. If you change my name to, like, Patricia, like, that's cool.
I mean,
you can talk about me.
Okay, that'd be funny. Do you have anything to say to the fans?
Do I have anything to say to the fans? Thank you. I'm the biggest one. I'm sorry that you're not.
Wow.
I don't know.
Well, okay. I think they've had enough of you since they're... Just everyone else is calling in right now saying get her off the line.
Yeah.
So,
we're just getting some calls
you.
Right
oh,
now.
Oh man, it's
Jeez.
Crazy.
Okay.
Well,
so I guess I'll see you guys later.
Yeah, see you later. Bye, Caitlin.
Wait. Oh, when am I coming though?
6.
Oh yeah, we're having friends over today. I don't know if we never talk about that.
Okay.
Sounds good.
See ya. Peace
see
out.
See you guys then.
Bye. Thanks for listening.
Okay, well that was Caitlin. We were talking about doing an advice section, so like if you a concerned listener would like to call in, then give us a text.
Your phone number.
Send us a text and we will get you on here.
Yeah, hopefully that was good audio. I mean, I put it right next to the microphone. So
I think it sounded fine. It made lines so they could hear something. Anyway, back to us. So school started. And
I already want to cry
me
and
too.
Die.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I was already anxious for the first 2 days.
That was good, huh?
Mm-hmm.
School started. I'm taking really hard.
Don't
give a heck. I'll beat a dog up. I would not beat a dog up. I was just making it PG. Sorry. I'm taking really hard classes this year. Let's just list some of the really hard ones. Anyway, I'm taking AP Lang, AP History, Level 0 Anatomy, Level 0 Strings, Level 1 Math, and Level 1 Spanish. And honestly, already, after 2 days of school, I have 3 tests, maybe more. 3 tests, 1 quiz, and an essay. So.
What's the essay in?
The essay is in history. And I have to write an essay, and that's gonna be so fun. And I have to, like, I literally, like, the prompt of the essay is, like, write a question about the Reconstruction, and then answer the question.
You guys are already learning?
We've been learning. I had to do a whole section in the textbook over the summer. Isn't that disgusting?
What did I do? Oh, well, I only take 2 AP classes. They're back-to-back, and there's 15 people in my psych. I'm AP Psych and AP Lit. There's only 15 people in my...
It's AP Lang, it's not AP Lit.
Sorry,
dumbass.
Lang. There's only 15 people in my psych class and 12 in my Lang class, so...
Hi. Oh, I love your earrings. Those are so cute.
Thanks, they're from Mabel.
Oh my god, those are so cute. They're little gold stars, and they look really cute. You look like a star-bellied Sneetch. Do you remember the book, the Dr. Seuss book?
Mm-hmm.
The star-bellied Sneetch? I saw something the other day. Where was it? Oh, it was on Best Dressed. You know Best Dressed?
Yeah.
You know? And she was saying that people in fashion nowadays are like star-bellied Sneetches because, like, Kylie Jenner got her lips done and then everybody got their lips done and then Kylie Jenner got her fillers out and then everybody got their fillers out. And she's like, it's like the star-bellied Sneetches. So that's what just made me think of that. And that's the way my brain works. Thank you for coming to my TED Talk. I'll see you guys later. Bye.
That's smart.
So,
makes sense.
There's that. In case you were...
I'm not taking as many hard classes as Liza. I'm taking,
You know who I'm taking to prom?
Who?
Stay with me, ladies and gentlemen. Jason Derulo! Oh! Ladies and gentlemen, if you're very confused right now, before we start recording... Oh, sorry, I forgot to say welcome to Fan Palace Gals! That's so embarrassing! That's so embarrassing. Okay, all right, pretend we just said it, sorry. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Pen Pals and Gals. Every single time before we start recording, Liv and I pick a specific time during the episode to say the name of our Lord and Savior, Jason Derulo. Make sure you tune in next time to say it with us. That's so embarrassing that I messed it up so bad. I'm
You're
so sorry.
A whore.
You don't mean that.
Yes, I do.
Oh, that's so sad. I'm so sorry, everyone. Anyway, that also just really snuck up on us, so that was a really smooth transition. Anyway,
I'm not taking as hard classes as all of
Okay.
I'm like taking 2 really hard classes. But I'll still probably cry. And
oh, yeah.
All
oh,
the Maymays. Yeah. Maymays everywhere. Left and right. Or, like, you're gonna die junior year. Oh, you're gonna want right? to shoot yourself yeah. every day. I'm like, I hope not.
Rowan just told us she can't hang out tonight.
She's a
whore. You're a whore. You don't mean that. Yes, I do. Sorry. Wow, that's we're being really annoying
that's
today.
That's now our inside joke because we have someone in our...
Okay. All right. We're going to pivot. Move on. So speaking of school, speaking of beginning of school, speaking of like picture dance at
school.
Ew, stop. Stop it. Live Zavisco girl. Live Zavisco girl. Live Zavisco girl. Class of 2023.
I'm literally not.
Just kidding. We're juniors. Anyway. So I wanted to talk about dressing nice for school. Versus comfy. But I'm going to talk about dressing nice. So for the first 2 days of school,
dressing comfy.
First day, I wore a, well, not first day, but like first real day, I wore a dress, which mm-hmm. I rarely ever do. Mm-hmm. And then second day, I wore heels, guys. You guys, I'm the fanciest bitch around. But I, you know, I got a lot of unexpected comments. Not
like bad?
Well, not bad. Not bad.
What did people say?
But there's just like, not even like if you are somebody who said something to me, I don't take offense to it, but it's just like, everyone was just like, oh, like, you're dressed up so nice. Like, why, like, do you, like, have something today? Like, what's up? And I was just like, no, I'm just, you know.
Dressing up.
This is
fun.
Just what I look like.
Yeah.
And I thought that was really interesting. And, like, when I was getting ready in the morning, I was like, huh, I wonder if people are going to be like, why is she so dressed up? That's so whack. But it's, like, it's such a weird thing. Because, like, people wear, like, super, like, people come to school in PJs. Yeah. So, yeah. Like, what's up with the other side of the spectrum? Like, why can't I wear, like, a freaking three-piece suit? And...
Yeah, like, there was a senior last year who would dress up
every
day.
I was gonna say.
Yeah, sorry. Your topic.
But, yeah, like, I don't know. And it's also just really, I'm a really big fan of dressing up and, like, liking my outfit and stuff. Yeah. Oops. Okay, sorry, we're back. So I was talking about dressing nice for school. It's really fun. I have no real occasions often that I get to, like, look nice for, like, not like dress occasions, but like slacks, mm-hmm. like heels. Like, I love dressing like I'm gonna go work at, like,
you're a businesswoman,
a bank. Yeah. So yeah, I don't know, I just like doing that. But it's also kind of weird because people are always like, oh, like, why you dress so nice? I'm like, I don't know how to respond to that. And like,
at least people aren't like,
bitch,
ew.
Why, yeah, right, like, right. Yes. So yeah. My hope is that if I just dress nice for long enough, then people will just, like, be like, oh, that's what Liza does.
Yeah.
That's what I'm hoping. But right now, it's kind of scary, and I'm like, please don't make fun of me. I just want to be tall. End of statement.
I'd break my ankles if I wore heels.
I almost did multiple times, but...
I like to think I dress, like, comfy nice.
Yeah, like, you always look cute. You're always like, I live, hee hee. Yeah, and I mean, like, I'm probably only gonna dress nice for, like, the first couple weeks of school, mm-hmm. and then I'm gonna quickly lose motivation, fall into a depressive pit, and that'll be good.
Yeah.
I
like that, it sounds like a good time.
Yeah, yay.
I will argue or chat about, comfy clothes for school.
Do.
So, I feel like I will probably, be, wearing, sweatshirts and, leggings a lot, cause I'll probably, like, cry.
Oh, same.
Because, like, yeah.
But it's fine. We're fine. So, it's fine.
But, like, that's something we'll come to later. Yeah. But, like, normally, I normally only try to dress comfy either when I've had a late night or it's Monday. Mm-hmm. And I think it's really nice because, like, everyone else is dressed like that. So, you don't, like, have to worry about anyone, like, being like, why do you look like a slob? Because you can literally be like,
why do you look like that? What if people just said that?
Yeah, what if they're like,
they're like, why do you have, like, a nose? Like, dude, that's, like, so... Dude, in
like
this
your
school,
ears.
We... Bro, imagine having, like, eyes.
Ew.
Literally could not be me. Eyes couldn't be me.
A forehead.
A forehead could not be not. Me. There's the title of the podcast right there.
A forehead?
Absolutely not. Oh, my God. Speaking of foreheads, Ellen Page, you have a giant forehead. Just that I should share. That's Vanya from the Umbrella Academy. I was watching it this morning.
Oh my God,
and every single time she's
on
the screen. Yeah, I just woke up early and I was like, time to watch the Umbrella Academy. Because I'm like that. And I was about your man. I don't care. Liv, that's a bad word. Liv, what if my mom wants to listen to this?
Our parents, like, don't know about it, I don't think.
I know, yeah, my mommy doesn't. That's literally disgusting. You're literally disgusting. You're gross. Ew. Ew. Liv making weird faces again. Mom. Let's talk about why football is so cool.
Yesterday was our school's first football game, and like literally everyone goes to them.
I think
like they're fun,
but they're not though. I just want to go home the whole time I'm there.
Like it's fun, and I like want to go. I want to go to at least one.
Yeah, me too. But the whole time I'm there, I'm always like, wow, I could literally be, like, at home doing anything else right now. What's going on? You look very concerned.
Why is she scared?
Oh, because, that. Anyway. But, yeah, the game, it's just FOMO. Honestly, like, I don't enjoy it. I don't really care about football. It's just, like, I'm gonna miss out. So,
It's fun sometimes. Yeah. Like, if you go with friends and stuff, it's fun.
Mm-hmm. I hope Marching Band's good this year. If they're good this year, that's fun. Because I like marching
They do
band.
Have the dance team out
They
this
do
year.
Have the dance team. That's a big thing because we have a cheer team and we have a dance team.
So I don't really quite know.
I saw the video on Twitter and I was like,
aren't they just cheerleaders?
They're literally just wearing like all black. Like I wish they had like fun costumes because they were literally just
I heard they're good at competitions according to some people I've talked to.
That's kind of whack.
But I like don't really know.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I also don't, like, do they perform in a routine instead of the cheerleaders now at halftime?
I don't know. I would hope that it's, like, both of them, because I really like the cheer routines.
Yeah, I think they're always really
like,
cool.
They're very, like, yelly, and they're very, like, yeah, let's get this bread.
Yeah,
and,
like, there's this dancing and a lot of gymnastics. I think the dance team might just be dancing.
It's just dancing.
But they had pom-poms, too.
They did?
Yeah, like, that's weird. That was in our group chat, one of our friends.
Uh-huh. Oh, I dropped out of that group chat.
Yeah, there was a video of her doing it.
That's
and
really
she
weird.
Had
pom-poms. That's fun. I used to have a pair of pom-poms when I was a kid. They were Barbie pom-poms and I loved them a lot. And I miss them. So rest in peace.
I did cheerleading for a little bit.
Really?
For basketball. There's probably videos and pictures somewhere.
That's really funny. I'm gonna find them and send them to you and be like, yeah. Haha, pussy ass bitch.
Being a cheerleader would have been really cool.
It would have been. I know. I wish that it was like
I'd break all my legs.
Yeah.
I can't do anything backwards.
I could just literally lift somebody up. That would be my job. I'd just be like, whoop,
yeah, but
pop.
Like Catherine, I know, is a, I think she's a backspot.
Yeah.
But she still has to tumble. Like, she still has to
do that scary.
Stuff. Like,
yeah.
I can't do that kind
yeah.
of stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Feeling of things. Speaking of games and things and contests and stuff, we've already had two field hockey games.
Yes,
Liv,
we have.
How do you feel about that?
I didn't get played very much until the
I did
most
not either.
Recent game where I was put in for a pretty long time.
Yeah,
and
boys.
I wanted to throw up.
I hate that. That's the worst. I like with our team, it's like you either play nothing at all or you play for so long that you're like, frick,
yeah, like,
I'm gonna
she's
die.
She's putting CP in. She literally left CP in for half of a whole quarter.
Yeah.
Or half of a half. Which our halves are 30
yeah.
minutes.
Yeah, yeah.
25 to 30. But
so that's whole 15 minutes of sprinting.
That's
especially
hard.
If you're a mid.
Yeah, she's
bro.
Mid-y.
Bruv.
That's
except,
a lot of running.
Except Popo used to literally leave me in for entire halves. So I was like,
ew, what was that?
It's a string from my jeans. Ew! Anyway, ew! Are you naked? Ew! What are you doing? Liv is using metal scissors right now to cut a metal straw. And Liv's just been really weird today. I'm really concerned for her mental health. 1-800, donate now to save her. Oh my god. Are you... Let's put the scissors down. Oh my god. Oh, stop it. Stop it.
Let's go to Canada.
Stop it. What? Oh. That was funny.
I one time had a slight mental breakdown, chopped off all my hair before I went to Canada.
That was really funny. And then we got to Canada and it was fun. And you were like, oh, so I cut my hair off. Oh, I'm such a pretty lady.
Why are you putting so much on?
Because I'm a pretty... I sprayed perfume on my neck and it's really strong. Okay, I'm fine. Liv's cutting her nose off. Jesus Christ.
Oh my god.
Okay, well, field hockey. So basically, we lost the first one. We won the second one by 3 points. I don't know if any of you guys play field hockey that aren't on our team. If you're just like a random stranger and you're listening to this, honestly, good for you.
Yeah, no. I'm surprised you found this.
Like, I know. How did you? Wow, so indie, honestly.
Most people listen to us on Spotify, so.
Your brother's texting you.
Is he asking if we want to go back to school shopping? What did you change? What? I'm gonna kill Will.
Uh-oh. Liv's gonna commit murder and arson, potentially. Let's see, what else can I say about field hockey? Yeah, I don't know. I didn't get played that much, but we also have a team of, like, 26 girls, so...
Yeah.
It's kind of tough, and I don't think anybody's gonna get a lot of things. Oh my god, Liv just threw something! Euphoria's whack, right, Liv?
I just started it.
Ew, it's just dripping down your... Ew! Ew! Oh my god, Liv just sprayed perfume so close to her neck and now she's rubbing it into her with her hand. Bro, your hand is gonna smell like a butt cheek. Bro, it smells like balls in here.
Yeah, bro, it smells like sack in here. That's
so funny.
Liv, I didn't come up with
that. We walked into the... Yeah, see? That's why you don't do that! Oh my god.
No,
what the hell? Liv! Uh-oh, Liv's getting high on perfume. That... warm and cozy, really just going straight to the farm and ew, whoa, warm and farm don't rhyme.
What?
Warm and farm don't rhyme.
Why would they?
Because they end the same way. ARM makes two different noises in weird and farm, but not weird. What the nuts? Why am I on crack cocaine?
Because the R, like R is said different. Warm.
Yeah, why though? That's so weird.
Farm.
It should be called...
Because that's how English works.
It should be like warm and form.
It's just how English is.
That's weird. I don't like that. I hate words like
that. I'm gonna move out of America.
I'm gonna spin you. Ow! Ow! Liv's hitting me.
I have not hit you.
Not yet, you haven't. That was in preparation.
You literally hit me all the time.
You literally hit me all the time. Please don't. Please don't. Please don't. Please don't. Please don't. Liv is just about to abuse me.
Get away from me.
Euphoria. Oh my god, stop.
Get away from me.
Let's talk about Euphoria.
Get away from me.
So I know we talked about it last episode, but Liv started watching it. Liv, what do you think about Euphoria?
It's whack.
Okay.
Alright, let me just say.
I want to dress like Jules there. I said it. Sorry.
I cannot pull that off.
I couldn't either, but I'd really try. I just really like...
You're gonna dye your hair blonde and then just change the tips of it, like, every episode?
I mean, honestly, same.
Every day?
Same.
You could just get the chalk thing.
Yeah, I used to have the chalk thing, the little seashell things. Yep. Yeah, I love those. Did you guys have the little chalk seashell things that was, like, the little, like,
they
castanets?
They can't respond. This is an audio
recording. Okay, well, I'm just asking, and then I'm gonna give them time to respond. Did you have castanet hair clip chalk things?
Did you?
Wait, you did? That's literally so...
Oh my...
Oh, we only had the green one?
Ew.
It's like this, like, the point of view.
TikToks.
Wow. I can't believe we're famous now. Well, anyway, I love Euphoria. I think it's really cool. I haven't watched it in a while, but I like it a lot, and I love the cinematography.
I was listening to TMG, and they were talking about it, and it was very well done. They were comparing it to Stranger Things.
Yep.
And they're saying how Stranger Things has no cinematic, like...
True.
Presence,
true.
I guess.
It used to. Season 1
did. It really
did.
Didn't. I don't really like it as much anymore.
I don't. I'm tired of it. If they make a new season, I probably won't even watch it.
I probably will watch it.
Yeah,
but...
because you are a TV addict. Yeah.
I started Euphoria yesterday and I have 3 episodes left. So.
Which is kind of whack, okay, but it's fine.
No spoiler alert, but I did not know that Zendaya or whatever the hell.
Jules?
Rue and Jules were gonna...
Wait, Rue and Jewel.
Like
spoiler alert, bro.
I know, I already said spoiler alert.
I totally saw it coming. As soon as I saw Rue, like, look at Jules, I was like, oop, they gone. Something gonna happen there.
Oh, something gonna happen there.
But honestly, love it. Big fan. Yeah. Big fan.
I like Zendaya in this. I think it's very different from what she normally does.
Yeah, because she's not, like...
Yeah.
Cool teen. She's like, I'm a drug addict.
I'm like glad that she's not just like I was afraid she wasn't gonna like act well in it or something, but like she's really pushed herself. Like she's being a gay character, I guess we could say. Which
I suppose. If you must. Yeah.
I don't know. I guess that's like the
I think she's bi.
Okay, well
I think she's just gay. Never mind.
I think
don't
she's
really
gay because she never ended up like
Yes.
There's never been, like, a boy.
Yeah.
I mean, unless there was, whatever. I don't know. And, where was I going? And, like...
It's just good acting.
Yeah,
She just did a really, really good job. Good job, Zendaya. I know you're listening to this, Zendaya. We love you. Big fan. Yo, big fan, bro. Big fan.
Huge fan.
Speaking of big fans, big fanned out things, my eyelashes.
Oh.
Look at that smooth segue. Bro, is this a fat person in Washington, D.C.? Because we're on a segue.
That was so awful.
Thank you. I really love my fans. Yeah, so I got my eyelashes done today. Oh, I had only ever gotten them tinted in the past, but today I got them lifted and tinted. So that's really fun. No. If you've never gotten your eyelashes done, it is either the most relaxing or the most terrifying experience of my young life. The tint is really easy. Literally all they do is put Vaseline on your eyes, put like hair dye on your eyelashes, and then they wipe it off. You're like, you're done, you can go home. And I'm like,
okay. Can you do that at home?
I mean, they don't use like hair dye. They use like special stuff that won't kill you. Because I think hair dye would probably burn your eyelashes off.
No, but that's anyway. Bleach.
What?
Oh my god, I forgot to tell you
Are
something.
Are you going to bleach your eyelashes?
No, I'm going to tell you something once we're done with the podcast.
Okay, weirdo. Anyway, but I've never gotten them lifted before. And let me tell you, it was really scary. Basically, the first thing that she had to do was she had to put like a cotton pad like stuck to my bottom lash line. If you know, like, not my bottom lash line, my bottom waterline. Like, where edgy girls put, like, eyeliner. And it literally, I had never had anybody, like, touch that part of my eyeball before. And it was very uncomfortable. And I was like, I just met you 2 minutes ago, and now we're having a very intimate moment right now. And I don't want you touching my eye, thank you. So that was kind of hard. But now they look really fun.
I like them. It looks like you have mascara on.
Yeah. And, like...
How long does it last? Come on.
Like 4 to 6 weeks, I think.
Oh, that's
but,
good.
But yeah, mine last time I got them tinted, it literally lasted for probably like 2 months, and I was like, heck yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, yes, but I like them a lot. Big fan.
I'm too much of a wimp to like do that.
No, it was fun.
I think they
a tint is easy. You'd be fine with a tint. So also today, that I wasn't fine with, easy segue, I almost got molested. Just kidding. No, I didn't. But I just had a very weird experience with a stranger. So basically, I was driving home from this appointment with my mother because me and my mom are best friends. We hang out all the time. Love you, Mom. Peace, love, my mom. And she was like, will you just pump gas really quick? So I was pumping gas. She was sitting in the car. I don't really remember what she was doing. I think she was eating chickpea puffs, which are really gross, by the way. Oh. And so I was pumping the gas, and some guy, like, another car pulls on the other side of the gas pump, and I was like, okay, whatever. That's a normal human thing to do. The guy starts pumping his gas. He leans around the side of it. He's like, oh, it's always so nice to see such a beautiful young lady. And I was like, and I was like, uh-oh. I'm about to be sold into sex slavery.
Looks like I'm gonna get molested.
Uh-oh. Everywhere you look.
Everywhere there's
Anyway, and then, so anyway, then I was like, and I was like, whatever, maybe if I don't say anything, he won't continue to say things. And then he kept just, like, leaning over and, like, looking at me, and I was like, uh-oh, I'm really gonna get molested. And then he was like, you know, sometimes when I have my big camper, I say to the person across the pump from me, I always say, hey, I'll pay for your gas if you pay for mine. And I was like, first of all, sir, I was just kind of like, and then I got in the car as fast as I possibly could, and I was like, drive! And I really didn't like that experience at all. And I was like,
that's so scary. Uh-huh.
And then I told my mom, I was like, isn't this weird that like this guy just said this to me? And she literally was just like, oh, he's probably just like a nice old man who like misses his grandkids or something. And I was like, mom, that man sounded like he was going to molest his grandkids. Like, I feel like moms and like middle-aged people just do not understand the constant risk of like, getting molested.
Is it because they grew up at a different age and they never
I think
like,
maybe
or they
like,
just kind of forgot that
I
happened.
I don't know, but like I feel like whenever something kind of creepy like that happens, like I always tell my mom, she's like, oh, they're probably just being nice. And I was like,
yeah,
they're never being nice, like, they're always going to kidnap me.
Yeah, like we were after our game the other
oh
day,
my god, that was so
we
creepy.
We were all standing waiting for the bus to come, and this guy was pulling around, and he pulls over, and there's, like, a couple of the field hockey girls just, like, talking somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And he, I don't know exactly what he said to them.
He was asking
the score
there, bro.
Oh, you were?
Was, oh,
go ahead, then.
Well, actually, I kind of wasn't, but basically, this this big truck drove by and there was a dog in the passenger seat and a scary old man driving. Okay, sorry, we just got interrupted. But basically, yeah, so this guy drove by in a truck and we were all like awing at the dog because the dog was really cute. And so then as he was passing us, he slowed down and tried to talk to us. And so I ran away. I was like, bye, yeah. Do not talk to me. And then he was, like, talking to the girls, and then, like, they all left, and it was really scary.
Yeah, I was like, oh, guys, we have to line up right now, what's wrong?
Oh, my God. Oscar. Okay. CD is, like, freaking out right now. Anyway, so, yeah, that's that. And it was just really spooky, and I really don't like having those kind of interactions with strangers, even if they mean things.
Caitlin.
Oh, my Caitlin. Goodness. Okay, hold on. I'm gonna take her elsewhere. Okay, sorry, we keep getting interrupted this episode. But yeah, anyway, so strangers are really scary. Liv, you thought your car was gonna explode. Okay, why?
So
we
went to get coffee today, then we went over to Liza's because we were making the new logo, and then Liza leaves, so I was driving home from her house. And, in the center of my car, you can, like, switch, there's a little switch on the steering wheel where you can switch to, like, miles per hour, average miles, like,
Miles per gallon,
like, blah, blah, blah. And normally it's switched on, like, miles per hour, like, how fast I'm going, so I can see it visually instead of having to look at the meter because I'm lazy and stupid.
Yes.
And so I guess I had hit it or something, but it said, like, oil temperature, and it was, 175, and I was like, fuck, it's going to explode, I'm totally going to die. But I was like, 190 is, like, I thought 190 was, like, pretty normal, so I was like, oh, I think it's fine, but it just kept going up, and I was like, okay, so I pulled over, and I checked in, and I was like, yeah, anywhere between, like, 180 and, like, 230 is fine, or something.
And you were like,
yeah, but I thought it, like, yeah, it just normally isn't on that, and then I realized that I clicked, and I was like, okay, cool. So I'm just stupid, that's it. And also, I have become even more lactose intolerant.
Yeah.
I don't know how it happened.
Liv's gonna explode
at
any moment.
So if you don't know about me, I'm lactose intolerant.
We intolerant.
Normally, it's, like, straight dairy. Like, it has to be, like, milk, cheese, yogurt, ice cream, like, all that kind of stuff. Just dairy. But, like, nothing, like, with dairy in it, which means, like, chocolate, cheesy kind of chips, like, Pirate's Booty or whatever. But for the past, like, 3 days, I've had maybe, like, a piece or two of candy or, like, a piece of cake or something, and my stomach would just be like, what the
fuck? Be like, whoop!
Yeah, it was like, oh, looks like
time
you can't
but
eat
it
that.
Exploded!
Yeah, so I had...
And they were both found dead. Couldn't have been
so
that
I
crazy.
So I tried to not have any dairy today, but I had Pirate's Booty because I was hungry, and...
Now she's exploding. Yeah. And that's good. That's good. That's good. That's good. That's
so,
good.
So, hope everyone's cool with that.
But, like, sometimes I'm kind of lactose intolerant, too. I don't know if it's, like, genetic, because I know my dad is.
Yeah, I don't know.
I have no idea, but, like,
mine,
whatever.
Like, never, like, it only happened, when I became vegetarian.
That's whack.
Because I, like, wasn't eating a lot of dairy.
But I think it, like, can develop when you're late, well, like, when you're older.
Yeah, so I think that's what happened to me. Like, my mom has stomach issues. Yeah. She might have, like, a gluten allergy. I don't really know.
Oh, celiac, maybe.
Yeah. No, it's not that. Like, she doesn't, like, it's not severe, but, like, her stomach gets upset. So, my mom has, like, a... And my older brother also have, like, weird, wax stomachs, so...
That's funky. Yeah, like that's me. A good time. Oh, we eating special. Yeah. We having dietary restrictions. Anyway,
we go from one dietary restriction to another.
Speaking of dietary restriction, I don't know how to connect this. I'm sorry. I was going to try. But next Friday, we are seeing Danny Gonzalez, Drew Gooden, and Curtis Connor do a comedy show, and I'm so excited. Yay. That was so good. Wow. Liv and I are going on the road. But yeah, I'm really excited to see them. Okay. I'm really, really looking forward to seeing them. I think it's going to be really good, really funny. I haven't read anything about it. I should read something about it on Twitter because I bet people are saying it's funny or something or whatever. But I'm really excited to see Curtis Connor because I love that man.
I'm literally going to cry when it happens. Mm-hmm. I'm getting so excited. It's
gonna be so and Ronan is going with us.
Ronan.
Renond.
Croatia.
Croatia.
Croatoan. Like Croatoan.
What is Croatoan?
Croatoan.
But no. What is Croatoan?
Jamestown or whatever.
Oh,
was also in Supernatural.
Okay, whatever. Oh, honestly, same.
It was like, it was like every, some guy left and then there's like,
yeah. Bro, Jamestown is like, Jamestown is like my favorite historical thing. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Jamestown, Virginia. Sorry. Basically, if you are stupid or you haven't been through
U.S. History 1.
U.S. History 1, then, so basically what happened was they established a colony in Jamestown. It was flourishing. And then this guy went back to England to go get supplies or something. And then on his way back, he came back and everyone was gone. Everybody was gone. All the food was gone. Everything was missing. And there was just the word Croatoan scratched onto a tree. And they never found out what happened. And people think that they got abducted by aliens or killed by Native Americans or just all exploded. I think it was probably just Native Americans. Yeah. That's my guess.
Or they all were just kind of like, eh, and they left.
They were like, dude, you know what would be the funniest thing? Dude, what if we literally just ran away?
Huge prank.
Bro, honestly, prank niche. Dude. Prank niche. And now, like, in Jamestown, Virginia, like, now they're going to, like, come up and be like, there's the camera! What? And they'll be like, that was literally 400 years ago. How are you still alive? That'd be really funny.
That'd be cool.
That'd be really funny. Jamestown 29. Jamestown, the greatest prank in history. new title. Anyway, so I think that is all we wanted to talk about, correct, lad?
Yeah, that's it.
Well, thank you so much for tuning in today.
Thank you so much.
It's been a really good time. I've had a lot of fun hanging out with you today. The listeners. I love you guys so much. Thanks for listening. Again, if you really want to be featured, please send us a text, an Instagram DM, and come talk to us. Thank you so much for listening. We love you so much. If your refrigerator's running, you better go catch it. We love you. Bye.